بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجكم العربية للجميع. في هذا البرنامج نتعلم اللغة العربية، لغة القرآن الكريم، ولغة الرسول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولغة الصحابة الكرام، ولغة الصلاة، ولغة الدعاء، ولغة أهل الجنة. Respected listeners and our students, once again, we welcome you to another episode of this program, the Arabic program. In this program, we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the language of the people of Jannah, the language of the Hadith, the language of the Sahaba, and Allah subhanahu wa taala will surely reward you for each moment you're spending with us, trying to learn the language of. The language of the Quran and trying to understand the language of the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for each moment you're spending with us, insha'Allah. Alright, so we are learning the Noble Quran, and we advise in each program to always have that notebook, and in the notebook you will be recording whatever vocabs, whatever sentences we're going to be saying in this program. And this will be helpful for you to be able to memorize it, insha'Allah. Always when you forget, when you don't practice any language, you will find that you are forgetting this language. You're forgetting the language. You're not really thinking about it. So it will be forgotten. So it's important to always remember. Always try to remember the language. Try to practice the language. And like this, insha'Allah, you will learn any language by practicing it. Alright, open your kitab, and that's the Noble Quran, and we are by verse number, if I'm not mistaken, 264 and 65. ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا منكم في السبت فقلنا لهم كونوا قردة خاسئين. Alright, I also wish to say that in the program as well, we are learning, beside this, we are learning the important vocabs and sentences which a person might need. If he or she is going to an Arab country, then inshallah you will be able to practice your Arabic language with the people, because we are learning the most important sentences, the most important vocabularies, and the most important dialogues as well, which a person might need. So we studied in the program some of the dialogues, important dialogues that are going when you are in the airport. What do you say when you are in the police station? What do you say when you are in the hotel? What do you say? How do you help people there when you are in a hotel? All this is actually mentioned in the methods of learning, that you learn the most important vocabs, the most important sentences, the most important dialogues, and this will consequently help you, inshallah, to improve your language always by doing that. Alright, so open your kitab, Surah Al-Baqarah. This is Surah number 2 in the Noble Quran, verse number 64. ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين. ثم, the word ثم means then. ثم means then. And ثم is just two letters, ثا and ميم. ثا and ميم. ثا and ميم means ثم. توليتم. توليتم, تولى. تولى is to, it have double meanings here. One of the meanings is to turn away. يتولى or ولى means gone, is gone or turned away, or that's one of the meanings of it. توليتم, you went away. You turned away. And one of the meaning here also is to take a position, to take a new position. That's تولى. يتولى الخلافة means to take that position of خلافة. يتولى المنصب means to take that position. Mansib means position. So it refers also to taking a new position. To turn away or to take a new position, that's the meaning of tawalla. Here in the verse it means turn away. They turned away after that. After all these signs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, the people of Banu Israel, they turned away. Mim ba'di dhalik, from. You studied before. Mim and noon, min. It's a preposition. It's called preposition. Huruful jar. Preposition. Min. Min ba'di dhalik. And we said before, min ba'd. When you say min ba'da, min ba'di means when the noon comes after it, ba, so we pronounce it as a mim. So min ba'd. Min ba'di dhalika. Dhalika means that. فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ فَلَوْلَا. So if it's not for the grace of Allah, the fadl of Allah, عَلَيْكُمْ upon you, وَرَحْمَتُهُ and His mercy, رَحْمَة means mercy, لَكُنْتُمْ you would have been مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ amongst the losers. خَاسِرِين is losers. خَاسِرِين taking from يَخْسَر the verb which means to lose. Khasara, loss, and khasir is a loser. Khasir, loser, write it down. Khasir, kha, alif, sin, ra. Khasir, loser. And the plural is khasirin, losers. And khasara, that's loss, the noun itself. Khasara, loss. Innaha khasara, it is loss indeed. Khasara. And some expression you say, ya khasara, what a loss. Ya khasara, what a loss. That's an expression, you say, ya khasara. We always say that when you see some massive loss happening, you say, oh, ya khasara, what a loss. The next verse says, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خاسئين. Right. ولقد علمتم. And you have surely. لقد means you surely. You knew that. You surely. لقد علمتم. علمتم means knew in the past tense. يعلم means to know. ولقد علمتم. You surely knew. الذين those اعتدوا منكم في السبت. Those who. Who يعتدي, the verb يعتدي. يعتدي means to transgress or to attack or to be aggressive or to oppress. الذين اعتدوا, those who transgressed amongst you, منكم from you. يعتدوا منكم, those who transgressed what? Transgressed in the Sabbath, in the Sabbath. The Sabbath, the matter of the Sabbath, when they said and they took a vow upon themselves that they will not move, they will not do anything on the Sabbath, on the Sabbath. Sabbath means the Saturday, the day Saturday. It's called in Arabic Sabbath, in Hebrew Sabbath. You can see that the similarities between them, between the two also, Sabbath, Sabbath. And as I said before, that the Arabic and the Hebrew, they are sister languages, and also Aramaic is one of them as well. These three languages, they have many similar words, in a sense that the many words are the same, it's just different pronunciations to some words sometimes. Like for example, the word salamu alaykum, that means peace be with you. In Hebrew, it's shalom alaykum. You can see even the similarities in the way it's pronounced. Salam, shalom. Alaykum, alaykum. That's how it is. In these two languages, Sabt, Sabat, and so on. So you will find some similarities like that. But anyway, that word Sabt, as I said, the story of that word is that they took a vow upon themselves that they will not make any move on that day, and they forbidden it upon themselves to make any action except the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, after that, they transgressed by breaking that vow. By breaking that promise, by breaking that teaching, they said, and they started to go and hunt and catch fish during that day. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ. So when they transgressed in that day, when they broke the teachings and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issued it. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ. So we said to them, فَقُلْنَا. So, fa means so. Fa. قلنا قلنا. We said, and that noon and alif always comes, and some people ask about it. What is that noon and alif means? That pronoun, that plural pronoun. It refers to them. It's called the majestic plural, or the majestic royal plural. So royal plural is a linguistic thing. It's used always when kings speaks. They use this majestic and royal plural. Say, we did so. When the Queen of England speaks, she says, we did that, we issued that, we will issue that, we will do that, and so on. So if the kings on earth can do it, how about the King of the Kings? He can choose from the languages, from the language which you are using, whatever is suitable to deliver his message. So it doesn't mean or doesn't denote that there are many or more than one God. Like how some haters of Islam are picking it up and say, alright, so it means that there's many. The same Quran is telling us there's only one God. And he has no partners. So that noon, alif, is called the royal plural, or the majestic pronoun, and you can search it even, it's understood, it's a linguistic thing, and it's known, and it's common. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ So we said to them, لَهُمْ to them, كُونُوا قِرَدَةً كُونُوا بِي قِرَدَةً Apes or monkeys. قِرْد alone means monkey or ape, and قِرَدَة is a plural, means monkeys or apes. كُنُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ خَاسِئِينَ means despised, losers. Despised or losers. كُنُوا قِرَدَةً It was a punishment for them that some of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, punished them and turned them into despised monkeys or apes. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا Now the next verse is, فَجَعَلْنَاهَا So we made it, we made this incident, نَكَالًا, a punishment, لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا To in front of them, in front of some of them, this was a punishment for them, for those people who transgressed, and it was a punishment, was a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lima bayna yadayha, to in front of them, something in front of them that happened. Bayna yadayhi means something happened in front of you, in Arabic. Say, ra'aytuhu bayna yadayk, you have seen it in front of you, bayna yadayk. However, the literal meaning of bayna yadayk means amongst your hands. That's the literal meaning of it. The literal meaning means amongst your hands. Yad means hand. Yadain means two hands. Yadayha. Yadayha. Between the hands of this incident. In a sense, that is something between your hand. It means you can see it. It's in front of you. It's between my hands. It's in front of me. So that's the metaphorical meaning here. Is that it happened before in front of them. It happened. That incident happened in front of them. They saw it. They saw that sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلْفَهَا And even to the people after them, the generations after them. Like we are reading it now, it's indeed a sign to us as well. وَمَا وَعِظَةً An admonition. Admonition, مَوْعِظَة, advice, a lesson, a heed to take heed from. مَوْعِظَة Mim, waw, عَيْن, ضَى, and round ta. مَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ To those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it as a مَوْعِظَة, as a lesson. And because it's the sign happened in front of them, and it happened to, and also it shows to the generations to come that this is indeed a lesson, so that you must not break the commands of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and you always respect whatever Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is teaching. وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ An admonition or مَوْعِظَة, a lesson, advice to those people who are fearing Allah Subhanahu wa Taala and conscious. Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll stop here inshallah. In the next verse, in the next program, we'll be continuing with قال موسى لقومه إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة. The story of the Baqarah will come inshallah in the coming programs, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited them to slaughter that cow, and that's actually the title of the entire chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. We'll go for a short break now, and after the break, we shall continue.
When you're after a trusted brand like Toyota, you want the same kind of expertise and reliability you'd expect from one of their top dealerships. Before buying your next Toyota, come in and speak to the professionals at Freeway Toyota. Whether it's a Corolla, Yaris, Auris, or Hilux you're looking for, don't sign up until you've spoken to one of our highly qualified team of sales professionals. We will not only match, but beat any written quote. Give us a call or come in for a test drive. 011-661-0000.
Assalamu alaikum. Yusuf bhai.
Walikum salam, Musa bhai.
Yusuf bhai, I was kurbani no hu karwana. Bakra lawana ke hu.
Are bhai, I'm making one kurbani at home to keep the spirit of kurbani alive. And the balance of the Qurbani I'm sending to Crescent of Hope. They make Qurbani to all the needy, locally or internationally.
Aray Yusuf bhai, mashallah, boharu bhai, boharu. Where can I find this Crescent of Hope?
Crescent of Hope, serving humanity for the pleasure of Allah. 137 Rose Avenue, Lanesia, 011-852-7370.
For a kid with asthma, the joys of childhood quickly become living nightmares. A playful kitten, a cuddly puppy, a bouquet of flowers are all potential triggers for terrifying attacks. Don't let asthma rob another childhood. Call Radio Islam and donate to our mobile clinic project to help young and old. Visit our website www.radioislam.co.za for banking details.
Have you recently read the official Jamiat publication, Ar-Rashid? It is packed with global Islamic news, political perspective, valuable advice from Islamic luminaries, highlights of Islamic historical sites, and plenty more. Visit a Jamiat office in your area and get the latest copy today. Jamiat ul-Ulama, South Africa. Serving Allah by serving His creation.
Welcome back to Al Arabiya للجميع. مرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في هذا البرنامج. نذكر جمل عن الدعوة. الدعوة means invitation or call, and I'm not yet talking about da'wah to Islam, but I'm just talking about da'wah in general. When you invite someone to attend some meeting or to attend something or to visit you at home, whatever, there are some certain words that you need to know when you are inviting people to that. I wish you record and write down whatever we're saying in the word da'wah, which means invitation. Da'wah, dal, ayn, waw, and round ta. Da'wah, invitation. Well, da'wah, the first of the important words that you need to know here is yasurruna, yasurruna or yasurruni. It makes me happy. It makes me happy. I'm happy. I am content. An ad'uwakum, yasurruni an ad'uwakum. I'm happy to invite you. I'm happy to invite you. Yasurruni an ad'uwakum. You start with this word yasurruni, which means I'm happy. It's pleasure for me to invite you to my house today, right? So using this respectful word yasurruni an ad'uwakum. It's my pleasure to invite you lil ghada al-yawm, for example. You can just use this word lil ghada for lunch, lil asha al-yawm, li ziyarati to my visit, to visit me. Right, so using this word yasurruni, this other word yus'iduni also, yus'iduni, yus'iduni, you can use it also, which means the same thing. It's a pleasure for me. There is another word used here, yusharrifuni, yusharrifuni, it's an honor for me, it's an honor for us, yusharrifuna, yusharrifuna, it's an honor for us to invite you, yusharrifuna an nad'uka means to call you, to invite you. يشرفنا أن ندعوك لحضور الزفاف, to attend the wedding, for example. لحضور الزفاف, زفاف means wedding, زفاف is زين, فاء, ألف, فاء. And when you are accepting the invitation, you also say that يشرفني قبول الدعوة, يشرفني قبول الدعوة, يشرفني الحضور, for example. يشرفني الحضور means it's an honor for me to attend. يشرفني قبول الدعوة, it's an honor for me to accept this invitation, to accept it. يشرفني قبول الدعوة. يشرفني means the spelling is ya sheen ra fa noon and ya. يشرفني قبول الدعوة. It's an honor for me to accept الدعوة, this invitation. يشرفني الحضور. It's an honor for me to attend. يشرفني الحضور. This is when you're accepting. When it's positive. When it's negative, or you have something that will prevent you from attending, what do you say? مع الأسف. إني آسف. أعتذر إليكم. Words like, I'm sorry, I am sorry. That's the words that you can use here. That's the expression. I'm sorry. Same expressions in English, you will use the translation of it in Arabic. مع الأسف. Oh, it's sorry. It's I cannot. لن أستطيع. I cannot. لن أستطيع أن أقبل الدعوة. I won't be able to accept. I won't be able to attend. لن أستطيع أن أقبل الدعوة. I won't be able to attend. And then you can mention your excuse. I'm going somewhere else. إني ذاهب وأنا مدعو في مكان آخر. I'm invited in something else. Or I'm going to be doing something else. Right? So, وإني مشغول. إني مشغول. I'm busy. إني مشغول. So these are words that you can use always when you are rejecting or not responding positively to an invitation. So you can say يؤسفني. يؤسفني also you can use it. يؤسفني. It saddens me. It saddens me that لن أستطيع. يؤسفني أني لن أستطيع القبول الدعوة. That it saddens me that I won't be able to accept it. لدي موعد. I have an appointment, and so on. All right. So all these are words that we can use, inshallah, when you are inviting someone to certain event or incident, or if you wish to accept or not to accept. I will keep it here. I don't wish to give you so many words, then you're not understanding. But inshallah, these words are enough for when you invite someone, when you accept the da'wah, or when you reject the da'wah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Thank you very much for listening. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.